This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
We come again this morning with a new heart, new posture to receive from you, to feed from you. We believe it has pleased your Father to send you again to us this morning. We are the sheep of your pasture, Jesus. Come on, pasture us with your body. Amen. Pasture us with your blood. Amen. Pasture us with your soul. Amen. Cause us to feed. Amen. Feed at your table. Amen. Feed at your table. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, our Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. So let's open our Bible to Hebrews 8:1. Now of the things which you have spoken, this is a psalm. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. He's a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. So this person that is set here, let's see Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From henceforth, that is from that time that he has sat down on the right hand of God, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. So from the time Jesus Christ, our Lord, was crucified, buried, then resurrected from the dead, and went to heaven, and then sprinkling the altars in heaven. When Jesus Christ died and resurrected from the dead, he went to heaven to purge our sins. So Jesus Christ died on the cross to buy us back. Because blood will be needed to buy man back from slavery of sin. Romans chapter 7 said, the law is spiritual, but I am carnal. Sold under sin. We were sold. When Adam sinned that day, all of us, we mortgage our destiny. The way you see it, politicians mortgage the economy by overborrowing. Adam saying, it's Romans chapter 7. He was talking about the law. The law is spiritual, but I am carnal. It's Romans 7. Let's see it. He said, for we know that the law is spiritual. And what? But I am carnal. Sold all that sin. I was not carnal before. When I say I am carnal, I was not carnal before. I was a living soul before. The first soul God produced was a living soul. That soul is your soul. It was all our soul because we were in Adam. It was not only Adam that fell. When Adam fell, all of us fell. When Adam said, all of us sinned. By one man's sin, all of us were sinners. So it's not because you are sinning that you became a sinner. You were a sinner from the womb. Bible says that in Psalm 50. He said, in iniquity did my mother conceive me. And so you can see, in iniquity I was chapel. So every child born, new child born, is born iniquity and sin. It's not when the child starts doing anything. That's why nobody teaches any child to sin. None of us ever went to school of sin. Nobody else has ever gone to school of sin. Did you go to school of sin? Anybody has school of sin? But we sin. Who taught us how to sin? It's just an innate sin. Then powered by external, the world system. So when they say, I am carnal, that was not our original state. Our original state was we were living so. But by one man's sin, all of us became carnal. Man was once a living soul. Until man fell and fell and fell and fell, and man became carnal. That was the limitation and the effect of sin upon mankind. So Jesus Christ had to buy us back from sin. You see the word sold under sin. See that word sold. Who sold us? It was Adam that sold us. Adam mortgaged destiny of generations by that one act. I don't think he knew the weight of what he was doing. He didn't know the weight. He didn't know this thing. We have fed thousands of generations down the lane. Maybe he just wanted to explore what the knowledge of good. We will be like God. So let me see how I will be like God. But he didn't know this thing we had impact. So we were sold under sin. And blood will be required to buy us back from sin. Because if you were sold, you know, slavery. I mean, even though slave trade. In human history, there's something called slave trade. People buy slaves. And some of you must have watched some movies where you see slaves were being bought. So when the Bible says you are bought with a price, it's because you were sold and they need to buy you back. All of us were sold. That's why I say sold under sin. They need to buy us back. That's why the word redemption is to buy you back. Redemption. So some of that are Yoruba people here, redemption means irakpada. It's not ira, irakpada. They need to buy you back because you were sold. You were once God's property, but we were sold to sin. Then God has to buy us back so that he can do what he wants to do with us. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he said, "Know ye not, you were bought with a price? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, give me from 19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Man was not designed to be his own from the beginning." When they say you are not your, it's not now that you are not your own. When they sold us under sin, we became sin's own. When they sold us under sin, sin became our Lord. That's why they need to buy you back from sin. And you know, the evidence of buying everybody back is that you must say Jesus is Lord. Yes, sir. Romans chapter 10 verse 9. "Therefore, he that shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus." This is what makes you become born again. You know, if you don't say Jesus is Lord, you can't be bought back. Even though the price has been paid, you must say with your mouth. Because everybody was under a Lord called sin. Sin was our Lord. Romans chapter 6 confirmed that. Let's see Romans chapter 6 from verse 17. He said, "But God be thanked that ye were" what?
"Servants of sin."
If we were servants of sin, who was sin to us? Lord. He was our master. He was our Lord. Sin was our Lord. The way we say Jesus Christ is Lord to now, then we used to say sin is Lord. Sin was our Lord. "Ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Yes, next verse, let's see. "Being then made free from sin," he became what? So you see, we were never created to be our own. Man was created to be a servant. When I say servant, sonship is in servanthood. Every true son is a servant. Every true son is a servant. Malachi chapter 3. God said, "I will spare you as a man spareth his son that serveth him." You can't be a true son if you don't serve. "And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him." You can't be called a son of God if you are not a servant. So you can see that to buy us back to, I say Jesus Christ purged our sin. But before that sin he went to purge, first of all, he has to buy us back. Then he knew that buying you back has not solved the problem fully. Because sin was a strength. Sin is a king. Sin is a king. That will say, "For sin shall not have dominion over you." Anyone that has dominion is a king. You can't have dominion without being a king. Romans chapter 5, just as sin has reigned unto death. So if you say somebody is reigning, it means he's a king. So Jesus knew from the architectural design that to buy you back does not mean something has been weakened. I need to go to where sin started from. I need to go to the origin of sin. Man is not the origin of sin. A fallen spirit is the origin of sin. And where is sin from? Satan didn't sin when he was on earth. Satan didn't know earth when he was still a good angel, Lucifer. He didn't know earth. God buried the earth in water. Earth was not visible to any angel to see. God buried the earth in water. You can see that in the book of 2 Peter chapter 3, I think verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, for this willingly they know that by the word of God, the heavens of old were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. So earth was buried inside water. When God created the heavens and the earth, that was in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The next verse, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So this is not maybe because angels that sin fell upon the earth. Then God now used water to clear the earth. No, they didn't even see any earth. When angels that sin, they went into below the earth. Called Tataru. The word hell is Tataru. There are two words for hell. One word for hell is Sheol, where they keep souls of men. But there's another word for hell that means Tataru. It's not the same thing as Sheol. The hell angels went to. It's not the hell man go to. The hell of man is inferior to the hell of angels. If they put angels in the hell of man, they'll just be enjoying themselves. Because their soul capacity is higher. They have to put them in another place. The Bible said they were reserved in everlasting chains in darkness. Jude chapter 1, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation. Habitation there is that one left third heaven. Some left second heaven. Then many more left first heaven. Then plenty left the heavens of the earth. Demons were minor angels of the earth. When I say the earth, of the heavens of the earth. I think that they are guardians of the waters. The water was not visible, but they are guardians of it. Revelation chapter 16. Bible talk about angel of water. The power of sin. You know, sin is a mystery. I said that power will be taken from us. And I heard the angel of the water say, so there is the angel of water. There are angels. So the lesser angels are also demons who fell. So you can see the strata of falling. So they didn't keep their estate. They didn't keep their estate. And when they didn't keep their estate, Bible says that they were reserved in chains. Jude chapter 1, verse 6. But he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. You can see this same account in the book of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2. Whereas the angels, which are greater in power and might, but if God spare not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell. This earlier, like I said, is not Sheol or Hades. This earlier is Tataru. If you have your, you can check it, it's Tataru. So man can't go to this place. If man go here, man will become a beast. If man go to this place, man will become a son of perdition. So that's where the beast went. Revelation chapter 17, he said the beast that went to the bottomless pit. And then he rise up from there and go on to perdition. So sin did not start from the earth. Sin started from the third heaven. Not just even second heaven. Third heaven. The pinnacle of the present world. Sin started from there. You see, sin, there is earthly sin, but there are heavenly sins. So heavenly sin, they are very strong. That even angels are afraid of it. The angels that remained after Lucifer and his team fell, they too, they became afraid. Because they never knew that an angel could fall. And maybe they would not have never thought that Lucifer could fall. Because Lucifer was a bright one, light bearer, pastor of Mount Zion Church. I'm not saying what is not in the Bible. Even when you read the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, it says, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre. He said, thus said the Lord God, thou sealed up the psalm, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. His brothers knew this man was full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. That has been in Eden, the garden of God. This being was a very high being. Very high being. And this being was the one that engineered sin. So you can imagine where sin came from. You can't be in second level and beat sin. You can't be on earth and beat sin. So if they buy us back from sin, they still have to go to the pinnacle. Satan understood this thing. That's why he took Joshua to the pinnacle of the temple. So that Joshua can fall down there. You know, that's the best of man. Jesus is the best of man. There had never been a man like, when he was on earth, no man was like Jesus. He was higher than Adam. So Satan took him to, if Jesus fell, that means that man will never go beyond that point. He knew where he fell from. He fell from the height. So this, you are also in the height. Let me also fall you down. And he said, angels, he will command his angel. Because angel fell with him when he fell. So he used the technology of angel. You know, bad person. We will overcome this adversary. So you can see Jesus knew he had to go to the pinnacle of the present creation called the third heaven. And he had to go there. So when he went there, Hebrews chapter 1, we can see that in verse 2. As indeed the Lord has spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. This purging is not buying us back. This purging is going to the origin of sin. When he had purged our sin, he did one thing. What did the Bible say? He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Now, all that God was doing through Israel's, I was talking about the economy of the law, that the law had its own economy. Now, in the economy of the law, God was teaching them what shall be at the end of the day. So the high priest entering the most holy place once a year is to give them an understanding of what shall be. When the high priest will not enter the earthly tabernacle, but we enter the heavenly tabernacle. Because sin started from heavenly tabernacle. That's why your resolution cannot stop sin. So Jesus Christ had to go to where sin sprang up from. Like I said, I told you, your resolution cannot take away sin. That resolution that Satan they teach you to do resolve it so that you can be frustrated. Satan can make a man become frustrated so that Satan can prove that you cannot overcome sin. You know, after many resolutions, just give up and say, this is me. I don't need to worry myself again. I can't kill myself. That's Satan. So don't start by resolution. Secret of overcoming is administration of grace. When they measure grace to you, because sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under the law, but under grace. Grace is power. Grace is not just benevolence. There's a benevolence part of grace. Grace is power. Power from the throne. Yes, sir. Time you are going through a weakness, pray for grace. Grace is from the throne. Anything I say, I'll be putting scripture there so that you will not know that I'm not here to do biblical, but I just want you to understand. Because there are many things people say. There's benevolence part of grace. There's power part of grace. Enablement. So we see Revelation chapter 1 saying grace and peace from him which is, which was, and which is to come. You can see where grace is coming from. Grace is from the throne. So to undo sin, Jesus has to enter the holiest of heaven where sin was residing. Sin didn't leave holiest of heaven. When God threw Satan down, sin was still there. That's why Satan could enter presence. If you read the book of Job, You see that when the sons of God gathered, Satan also came. They couldn't cast him out. His footprint was there. He had a footprint to heaven. He could walk to heaven. And he know his footprint is still there. That's why angels that didn't fall, the way they carry their feet. So when you say, Jesus Christ is beautiful, you know, there are some, so when you come to, when you start singing some song, by understand, you will know what Jesus Christ did. Even Michael and Gabriel, they will be thanking Jesus. Because as it is now, most holy is clean. They could now march where? Before, they don't know what they will step on, and it will be slippery. Is Bible like that too? Colossians chapter 2. By him, all things were reconciled. Things on heaven, not earth alone, things in heaven were also reconciled. Give it to us. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth, and what again? And things in heaven. He has to reconcile all things. So the shedding of the blood is more than the cross. If he's just on the cross alone, then he won't be a minister of the heavenly places. He has to go to heaven the same way high priest enter most holy that Moses built year by year. God is saying we can be sinless. Listen to me. This is one of the greatest breakthrough you will have in your lifetime. Is that you enter a state where you don't sin again. You enter a phase of life where you don't sin. I'm not talking about struggling with sin or avoiding sin. You don't. Every pastor says it's not possible to be sinless. It's because he has a heaven of sin. You have to come to a point in your life that you will know that I can be sinless. In my lifetime, I can be sinless. Sin is not what I should struggle with till I go to meet Jesus. That's not the plan of redemption. And it's not just what you say. Look, you see that a time because you see that you are evolving. The thing you used to struggle with, you are no longer struggling with there. You are evolving. Because we will be evolving. Yeah. I say we will evolve more. So he has to go there. Like the high priest went, was going to the most holy of this tabernacle of the earth. Jesus had to go to heavenly sanctuary, heavenly tabernacle. And when he went there, the Bible says he purged our sin. Listen to me. The high priest of earthly tabernacle, when they enter that most holy, he will go with blood. The high priest must go with blood. And when he entered the place, he will go straight away to the mercy seat and sprinkle blood on it for the atonement of his own sin and the sin of the people. They will do it once a year. After he has done it, and then glory cloud fill the temple, he will know that this offering has been accepted. Then he will go out and bless the people. So for 1 year, they will go again and sin. Then, at the end of the year, he will come again on the seventh month and do the same thing. It means he will carry the sin of the people to the holiest place. Then he will sprinkle, he will put blood on the altar. Then God will accept it again. It's like you formatting your system. God will say, I have cleared the sin from last year till now. But he can't say, go and sin no more. Because I know that you will still sin. Because sin is a rain from heaven. So there is a version of the gospel the church must know. Beyond the cross. Thank God for the cross. But there's another version of going to the heaven to purge sin. The moment the church can see that, then the question will come up, why did he go there? Then they will tell to break the strength of sin. So that you can be sinless. That is the gospel of the Son that you are hearing now. What is everlasting life? There's no everlasting life outside of sinlessness. So this everlasting life we are preaching has two legs. Everlasting life has two legs. One, sinlessness. Two, deathlessness. That's the message of everlasting life. So if I say I'm receiving everlasting life message or everlasting gospel, it means it's giving me two legs. One, leg of sinlessness, and two, leg of deathlessness. When Jesus Christ entered the holiest of all in heaven, he entered the same way Aaron could have entered on earth. And when they entered the place, he went with his own blood. The blood is the testimony. The blood of Jesus is the testimony. So the testimony of Jesus is not that he has physical blood he carried to heaven. Jesus didn't carry any physical blood to heaven. No, he didn't carry any physical blood though. Because the tabernacle is not a physical thing, it's a spiritual abode. The Bible says, which the Lord pitched and not man. Jesus went to heaven with his life on earth. When he says life, summary of his life on earth. When he says went to heaven, it's not that he went to heaven with blood. After all, Mary Magdalene saw Jesus. And he resurrected from the dead. Have he? And he didn't say he carried blood in his hand. Mary, don't let this blood spill. Or Mary said, Master, what is this in thy hand? Oh, Mary, touch not this blood. He only said, don't touch me. He didn't say, don't touch anything. He said, touch me not. Because I'm the sacrifice. I'm the offering. So don't let any corruptible hand touch it. I have not presented myself before the Father. I need to go to heaven and deal with the root of sin. I need to present myself. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying not the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through what? Eternal spirit, offered himself without spot to God. You see that spot there is not, don't touch me. Because I have got that life on earth. Touching me, Mary, can be a spot. It can be a spot. Don't touch me, Mary. It's not that you are evil, but you are still corruptible. This is an incorruptible man. Let me go and offer myself to God like that. I just show myself so that you can be a testimony to them. Go and tell them I'm risen. Later I will come back. Okay, why did Jesus cry? When they started to go to them and say, guys, I'm risen. No. Mutijio. No. He did appear to them. He has an assignment to fulfill. Oh my God. Because I priest must enter the holiest first. I priest must enter the holiest of all. Sprinkle the mercy seat, then come back to bless the people. Yes, sir. Yes. So he had to go up first of all and cleanse heaven, then come back to bless. Yes, so all the pride was doing when he came by is to bless them. Yes, blessing. Yes. I said, we are blessed. Yes. You can see the way Joseph was blessing the people on the way to Emmaus. He had gone up that time, he had come back. You can see the way he's blessing them, teaching them the scriptures. Because opening scripture is a blessing. Yes, my brother, if they don't open scripture for you, you are not blessed too. Yes. That means he was expanding the scriptures. Beginning from Moses. When they say Moses, is Genesis. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because Moses is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That is Moses. Then you can see beginning from Moses, he started from Genesis. He moved it through them. Bible says that, not that alone. All the prophets. What was he teaching these people? All the prophets. Expanding to them in all the scriptures. The things concerning himself. Ah! Receive blessing of Jesus. I just perceive there's something just giving everybody in this house. Entrance. It's not that you don't have it, but I say receive more entrance. So that's the blessing he brought. And even when he saw his own disciple, Bible says the same thing. He breathed on them that they may understand the scriptures. So when he purged heavens, Jesus did a terrible blow. You know, Satan knew he still have his investment in heaven. Even though it's no longer in heaven, but you know he still have investment there. You know, there's a way you can be in Nigeria and have property in the U.S. So Jesus cried dead blow with Satan. Satan knew what Jesus had done to him. Because as it is now, Satan cannot access presence again. Because his footprint has been purged. He's been wiped out. Satan does not know how heaven look now. He used to know, but now he doesn't. He can only have an idea. Satan cannot appear in presence again. They have wiped out his footprint. Satan is not in third heaven. He's not in second heaven. He's in the air. He's not in third devil. Satan does not know how third devil looks. Ephesians say that he's the prince of the power of the air. Yeah, he's the power of the air. That's the peak of Satan now. He's not in first devil, second. He's in the power, he's in the air of the head. That's where he is. But he still has an ambition to go up. He still believes he still go down to that third devil. That's the deception. You know, the deceived can be deceived. Bible says they're being deceived and also deceiving. So Satan is deceived. There's an illusion in him that he believes he can still go to that place where he came from. He has an ambition to go back there. And let me tell you Satan's plan of going there. I perceive. Satan wants to use believers to get there. So if you are a second heaven believer and you are about entering third heaven, Satan will show something to you. Do you know what the way I could call it? CCTV. You can carry Satan's camera to third heaven. So that through you, you can see how heaven looks. Yes, so that's what they call nature. Satan's CCTV is a nature. Satan can give you a nature. But me and you, we will not cooperate with Satan again. You know, I say again because sometimes we do cooperate with him. But this old over us will be broken. So you can see what happened when he purged. Then God now said to him, you see, every high priest that enter holiest, they sacrifice and they go out. They come back again, sacrifice and they go out. That was the order of Aaron and his sons. But this man, Hebrews chapter 10, but this man, verse 12, but this man, when they say but, it means this man is different. When they say but this man, it's like this one is different. They didn't just say this man. But means that something is different. What happened to him? When he had offered one, not it doesn't mean many. Because the offering he brought, God has never seen that offering before. The offering Jesus brought, it has never existed before. It's an offering of an incorruptible life, salted with eternal spirit. When he had offered himself through eternal spirit, God has never seen that offering before. So when he says sit down there, it's not that Jesus Christ sat down by himself. I just want to tell you something. When he poured sanctuary, the most holy, the mercy seat in heaven, with his blood. I say blood, that is not that he carried blood there. It's his life. When he appeared in the presence, and Holy Ghost offered Jesus to the Father. He offered himself through eternal spirit to the Father. Then the Father received the offering. And the Father blessed the Son. You can see that in Hebrews chapter 5. I want you to see how these things are knitted together. Jesus has expanded scriptures. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 5. Hebrews 5:5. But so also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. But he that said unto him, what did he say? Thou art my son. This day have I begotten you. So that's the blessing the Father blessed the Son with. The Father blessed Jesus. When the Father, Bible says, the Father blessed Jesus. Everybody say, blessing. What is blessing? You are my son. It's a blessing. If God can say over you, you are my son. So which of the angels did he ever say at any time, thou art? I mean, God has never blessed any creature like that before. For to which of the angels, unto which? I mean, there has never been angel God said to any time, thou art my son. Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. But to Jesus, he said to him, thou art my son. Hebrews 5:5 again. You can see, say, he didn't glorify himself. But he that said unto him, thou art my son. If the Father said, thou art my son, without on the, he said, hey, tell him, call. Am I not your son? Am I a stranger? Am I not a son of God? Thank you for saying I'm my son. It's a confirmation, but I know I'm your son. You don't know what you are saying. And you don't have understanding. When he said, thou art my son, that blessing, it's not just mouth blessing, thou art my son. The Father put everything. All that the Father had inside the son. Anytime the Father said, that my son, is transferred. Because blessings in the mouth of God. God will bless us more. Romans chapter 9 verse 4. This is the way the Father blessed him. Romans chapter 9 verse 4. Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth the adoption, the glory, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises. Then verse 5. Whose are the fathers? Of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came. Who is over all? Who is he? God blessed forever. Amen. When I say God bless you, you know, it doesn't mean anything to you. When you read another version, they say, the eternally blessed God. Of whom are the fathers? from whom and according to the flesh Christ came. Who is over all? What do they call it? The eternally blessed God. What does that? The Father has blessed Jesus eternally. There are measures of blessing. There is spiritual blessing. There is everlasting blessing. There is eternal blessing. So, for God to say to Jesus, you are my son or my begotten son. What God is saying is that from today, you are proof as eternal. You are eternal. You are eternal. You are more than everlasting. You are eternal. No man is eternal. Even till now, no man is eternal. Till as I speak, no man is eternal. Everybody say, no man. Eternal. You don't know what eternal means? If we see angel of third devil, if angel of third devil enter your room, there's a way you will worship him. I don't say I can't do that. John did it. Are you seeing more than John? What have you seen? John worshiped the angel twice. I failed to worship the angel that showed me these things. Baba John, that has testimony already. God of God, testimony is an angel that showed him things. I said, I fell down at his feet to worship him. The angel said, do it now. Don't do it. Let's see the angel wants to collect the worship. And that angel is not eternal. That angel is not eternal. So it means angel, when they saw eternal one, they worship him. That's why the Bible says, let all the angels worship him. It's not just angel, oh yeah, love you, line up. Oh. They are calling us. For what? They said, you come and line up. I just want to show you Jesus. How many of you know Jesus of Nazareth? And he's here now. So all of you, yeah, start worshiping him. We don't have a choice. We don't have a choice. You know, we don't have a choice. We are angels, we do the commandment of God. Let's worship him. Oh. No. When he brought one eternal man, when he brought eternal man, angels, no, we have never seen this creature before. We have never seen this kind. I'm praying for you, for myself, that we will see far. Everybody will see far. It does not yet appear what we shall be. So what we are now is not yet what we are supposed to be. Even what we shall be, so it does not yet appear. It doesn't mean that we don't even know what we want to be. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. All this we are doing is just a painting of a person. What he has become. For Michael to worship him. Gabriel to worship him. All angels to worship him. You know that I can you know. Worship is that you come under. What is worship, my son? Sir? It's coming under. Worship is coming under. Worship is coming under. So when you say, I worship you, God, it means I am under. I submit. I yield to you. First Peter chapter 3, last verse, let's see the way he put it. Who is gone to heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Gabriel cannot say he's going to the Father without Jesus. All of them are under Jesus. They are made subject unto him. Where I'm going to let you see the ministry. I'm just talking about the person first. Let's see his ascension, his glory. Because when somebody glorious comes to minister, they say, well, you give him respect. So when this man purged heavens of sin, after he has done the job, and the Father has blessed him with eternal life, because the Father has confirmed him, then the Father said, sit with me. When he say, after he has purged his sin, sat down. It's not that he purged the holiest, then he now took his seat. No, they need to tell him to sit. There are a protocol in the spirit that you don't initiate things by yourself. Some people are too fast. They are faster than Holy Ghost. Too fast than Holy Ghost. We know Holy Ghost said that's your wife. But before Jack, you already Otijalo. Our Lord is very meek and very powerful. When Holy Ghost said that's your wife to the Jalo, Holy Ghost will stand with adding your heart towards you. They will say she's not saying it. But Lord, you told me, Lord. Later she will still tell you yes, but for now, told you Otimbe. This meeting is divine encounter. Yes, we already have the encounters. But we have more in Jesus' name. Yeah. I say every soul is under my voice. You will see Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yeah. I say you will see Jesus. Yeah. Jesus Christ told me when they say you are meant to see me. When Jesus Christ said you are meant to see me, sometimes I thought I've seen you. Ah, well, you never see you. They need to open your eyes to see my soul. See my building. I say everybody will see Jesus. Yeah. So the Father told him, sit down. We can see that in Psalm 110, ministry of Jesus. Psalm 110. This is the way the Bible says, the Lord said unto my Lord. What did he say? Sit at my right hand. So when the Bible says he sat down at the right hand, it's not that he said the one that took the initiative. After the Father has blessed him, the Father now says, sit down. Sit at my right hand. sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. This word that Hebrews 10, verse 12 is saying is the same thing. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. This is confirmation of Psalm 110, not so? So when you just say sat down there, it means there's a peace that they didn't write there. It's the Father that says you sit down. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit. Waiting from that time. From that time, waiting, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. His enemies be made his footstool. So the enemies of the Son of God, they are principally two. The enemies of the Son of God are principally two. Two. When it's enemies there, don't think any human being as his enemy. The enemy are buildings from a fallen spirit. Satan has two legs. Satan has two legs. You know, everybody has two legs. If anybody said that is limping, receive fullness of your leg. Fullness, fullness. That was just flash through my thoughts. I should say it. I don't know. Is anybody limping? I said, let that leg grow. In the name of Jesus. Satan has two legs. One leg is sin. The other leg is death. So Satan's two legs. When we say sin and death, sin and death has calibrations. Sin and death has two legs. Or sin and death has two calibrations. There is spiritual sin. There is spiritual death. There is everlasting sin. There is everlasting death. Those are calibrations. What did I say, everybody? Say calibrations. There is a sin. There is a sin that is of the earth. There is a sin that is of the heavenly. There is a death that is of the earth. There is a death that is of the heavenly. For example, when God said to Adam, the day you eat this thing, you will die. Did he die? Did he die? Did he die? He died spiritually. But his soul was still alive. And his body was still alive. Now, that spiritual death was Satan's, Adam's legacy for every man that came to this earth. To show that you are sold under sin, you must be born dead spiritually. To show that everybody was sold under sin, you must be born dead spiritually. You must be born with a dead spirit. Everybody was born with a dead spirit. All of us were born with a dead spirit. Our spirit died from the womb. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you, at it quickly, who were dead in trespasses and sin. You can be a professor and be dead. So all these things, somebody says, a born-again Christian can marry a born-again Muslim. The two of them are born again. You know all those kind of things. You can know that the person talking is actually dead spiritually. Even if today is your first time, don't marry a born-again Muslim. There's something called born-again Muslim. Every born-again is born more to be evil. Because he's born naturally. When I say born again, and it's not Holy Ghost that gave back to him, that means more evil spirit has given back to him. Don't do it. Don't be seduced. Maybe it's going to be a lawmaker or going to be a governor. You marry my brother, whoever. Satan will be your father-in-law. Anybody that marry unbeliever, Satan is your father-in-law. Satan is your father-in-law. I just tell you now. If you marry unbeliever, your father-in-law is Satan. He comes, you know, Satan is very rude. You know, Holy Ghost is very gentle. Satan knows he's a rude person. No, he go enter your house without knocking. No, he go enter your bedroom without knocking. No, and he go tell his child, "Let me slap that guy. Slap her for me." How that slap? He's reading Bible. I said, "Stand up and slap him." He's not reading Bible. You have your father, the devil. He's bidding you shall do. Yeah, so just do the bidding of your. Don't try him. Don't let money concuss your atmosphere. You are not a converter. You can't convert anybody. Money, power, politics is powerful. That it can seduce anybody. You can't convert anybody. That born again lady and woman like that, they say we convert the king. Have you not chased that now? People are giving different prophecy on Facebook. I say, well, she's the Esther of Aseros. I say, okay, I hear you. Have you not chased that now? This generation needs to go deeper in Christ. All this sensual, not less sensual, it's more than that. So ye who were dead in sin and trespasses. We were dead in sin and trespasses, but he quickened us. He means there is a death they can awake you from. Who is getting what I'm trying to say? We all died in Adam.
But as men that are born again, we have been quickened. It means you can die and they can raise you back. But there's another death that if you die, they will raise you.
I'm not talking about physical death too. All of us were dead. When we became born again, they quickened us. They brought us to life. Because that death is a spiritual landscape of death. It's not everlasting. To die everlastingly, such people cannot come back again. To die everlastingly. And to die everlastingly, a man will sin everlasting sin. So when you see 1 John saying, not all sins, all unrighteousness is sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Oh, not some. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is sin, not unto death. That sin is a spiritual sin. It has its own death, but they can still revive you. Do you know that if you keep only for 2 weeks, you are spiritually dead? Yes, believe me. A Christian, even somebody hearing this message, can be spiritually dead for 1 week. Just 1 week, spiritual death. Because that malice you are is a state of death. Anytime you keep malice, you have entered a state of death. But they can still bring you back. That's why don't keep malice. Malice is the fastest way to die. Spiritually. Let me just say malice. Pariwe. Are you afraid? I say pariwe. Shout it. Say quickest way to die. Spiritually. And just try malice. You will not keep malice again. I said you won't keep malice again. You see that what? Keep malice. This is what keeping malice. That means very powerful. Oh, keep malice. I mean, you are keeping something. That's why, you know, sister that said, I think malice is more of a small woman than men. But it doesn't mean it's not woman. I think sisters use malice more. There are more keepers of malice than men. From the statistic we have done, from the feedback we have done, even to husband and wife, women keep malice more than their husband. Some men do keep malice. It's in nature. But you know that women are more keeper of it. When you tell your wife, sweetheart, I'm sorry for yesterday. I'm sorry. Okay, I've had. Okay, well. Yesterday, when? Tomorrow. You will say, that's how you did it yesterday. That's how you did it yesterday. That's how you promise keeper, way past go, keep. Malice keeper. Malice keeper, malice keeper, malice keeper, weeper goes keep. I say in Jesus' name, we'll lose power of keeping malice. This is what I'm trying to say. Devil will throw malice to you. Then say, keep it for me. He will throw malice back, but me keep it. Then they say, I keep her. So when the trainer starts, you tell him, collect your team back. There are prayer we pray in church, back to sender.
Yes, sir.
Malice should be one of them.
Yes, sir.
Back to what, sir? Back to sender. When he says, collect your team back, wrong address. That will be your testimony. Yeah. So there is a sin not unto death. This death is everlasting death. Then look at what he says. We know that whoever is born of God sinned not. Because that, no, go up. Up for me. If any man sees brother, if any man sees brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask and he shall give him life. For them that sin not unto death. So if your brother is keeping malice and he's not talking to you, don't go and fight him. Why are you keeping malice? I said everlasting soul. Go and pray. So that you can give him life.
Yeah.
Only the life, nay. Tell me that he is already keeping death. Listen to me. This is where husbands should bring their wife out of death regularly. Don't join your wife to keep the two of you in death. See, that why are you saying that? Ah, charity keeping no record of wrong. Your soul is not in nature. Your soul needs to grow. You know, man, to be like that. Your soul needs to grow. Your soul needs to ever last. Life. This soul cannot enter most holy. Two of you are entering death together. You are entering there together. Quickly tell her, sweetheart. Ah, yesterday. I don't know, you have not forgotten. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. You can even kneel down for her. No, I just want to. Please, what are you are bringing her out of death?
You are a life giver. Yeah.
You know, some men tell their wife, you are not the one that has this thing. No. You are not the only one that has this thing.
Don't you are the only one that has this money, so. And you know my own. Yeah. If I start with you. I say, well, we have power. Yeah. You know, I told you, I said, God is going to demystify sin. He will demystify so that you can have dominion over it. We can have dominion over sin. I said, we can have dominion. Yeah. They said, but anyone, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. So, you mean there is a sin unto death that you can't pray? Even when you pray, it won't be answered. So this kind of sin is not spiritual sin. It is in the terrain of everlasting sin. Nobody can pray that Satan should repent. If you like, be a prayer warrior. My mission and prayer intercession ministry is to pray that Satan will repent. A new intercessory level. So that Satan can repent. My brother, you will pray, pray, pray. May you not join him in Lake. Satan cannot repent. Fallen angels cannot repent. He has seen everlasting sin. He can't repent. And what Satan wants to do is to train men to sin everlasting sin. That is his agenda, especially for the last time. To make men sin everlasting sin and die everlastingly. Now listen to me. Eternal death is not in the hand of Satan. Eternal death is reward for everlasting death. Since God says, since you like to die, since in dying you want to die, this is your reward. Bible calls it second death. Hell and death were cast to the lake of fire. This is the second death. It means even death can still die. Death will still die. Hell will still die. Because the two of them, they are instruments of death. The everlasting. I know what brought me here. I was talking about the sins. When it says, like, make your enemies thy footstool. The enemies, they are two legs of Satan. That's why when you say you overcome the dragon. Overcome the dragon, you have overcome sin and you have overcome death. That's what it means. The dragon has two chambers inside of him. Sin and death. So when you say you overcome the dragon, does it mean you overcome the dragon and you go and fight death again? No, the dragon is embodiment of everything. Overcome the dragon, you overcome everything. The man child overcame the dragon. And when he overcame the dragon, it was caught up to God. You can see that and to his throne. They didn't say he overcame anything again. And when you want to see what they overcome, open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
Don't forget, till I make all your enemies under your feet. I will say from henceforth, he's been waiting till his enemy be made his footstool. And they say, he shall reign till he put all his enemy under his feet. That's confirmation of that scripture.
Yes,
who agree with me? Yes, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is what?
Yes.
They didn't say dragon, they said death. You mean that's the last piece of Satan. That's the last piece. That's Satan's last joker. So this death is not that you don't sleep again, you don't abuse, you are not talking again. No. Death is a promise. Death is Satan's promised land. I hear Satan. I hear Satan. Are you sure you hate me? Are you sure you hate me? I hate Satan. He's my enemy. Are you sure you hate me? Oh, you say, I'm sure. Okay. I've heard you. You say you hate me. No problem. You will just look for your mayor. Your mayor. Let me use something very funny in Ilorin. I just said that because, well, you know, Ilorin had more student brethren than Lagos. We have more students. The church has workers, but you know, because campus people come, but I do. So I was just telling them one day, I said, okay, if you five sisters are staying together in the hostel, in your that private hostel, you are all sisters. But one of you just bought one bag of sachet water, put it in the house so that brethren can be drinking. And then your water is not running.
in the morning. The tap is not running. Then one sister just carry like 10 to go and bath. I know Pastor Pray taught us today that we should be discreet, we should be, but sometimes a sister may not be discreet. She's rushing for lecture. She's already late. And the water is not running. And she just carried 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, 10. Pour out. Use them to bath. Have back. Use them to bath. Then you didn't know anything. Just, we use, I said, sorry, I used about 10 to bath. Is that, okay, will you laugh? You can even rebuke her. But I know the rebuke will be carry some power. You know, that 10 pieces of sachet water can bring out something out of you. What you don't even know you can say. Terrible reactions. And can make you to make a decision you are not supposed to make. That next time when you bag that one bag of pure water again, you will put it under your bed. Your corner, even inside your lock. We padlock. So when you say, I hate Satan, is my enemy. Satan will say, but I'm the one that taught you to do what you just did now. You will have been a person who has grown spiritually to say, oh, sister, no water, I understand. You see, this here you are doing is to let me know that you are going up more. I understand, sister. I get you. Actually, water is not running. Me myself, I've been thinking on how I'm going to take my bath today. So, but what I would just say, you should have used 5 so that the remaining of us can use 5, 5, 5 and we go out. How much is the bag of water? How much is it? It's not the money. It's your right, patent right. But why not say that? I understand with you. Sorry, sister. Oh, sorry for the inconvenience. I know you will not have used this thing if water is running. But sorry for the inconvenience. Let's see how we will solve the problem next time. Then, you see, you know what? Satan will be afraid of you. He will be afraid of you. Eh? I thought that even when you are coming back in the evening, you buy another one bag and drop it again. You have just killed Satan. So when it's over, it's not that you are going to do karate with Satan. You are using nature to rubbish him. I said you will rubbish Satan. Hallelujah! Every way, Satan don't they gain mastery. Say you, I know you now. I know what you can do. I will just give you your mayor. Let's, when he comes like that, you overcome him. Amen. Then he will bring another mayor, you overcome him again. Amen. Satan can be defeated. Amen. Who believe with me? So, last joker of Satan is death. Death is a high promise. That is Satan. I promise that the old world will go for. The old world will kill for it. He said, I promise. So when God told Jesus to sit at his right hand to minister, when he said, sit at my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. What God had in mind that as you are sitting here, don't fold down though. It's not like just I was sitting there folding down till enemies made his foot. No, God told Jesus Christ, you need to begin ministry. It's not that this ministry, you won't stand up. You will sit down and be ministering. Hebrews chapter 8, this is the song. We have such an high priest, which is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Who is he? A minister. So in that right hand, you must minister. This right hand is for ministry. When you say sitting in the right hand, right hand is for ministry. When anytime you say hand, it's for ministry. Jesus will sit more than right hand. Jesus has a throne more than right hand. Jesus has a throne more than the right hand. When you see Jesus in the book of Revelation chapter 5, what they say? He is standing in the midst. There's a midst of the throne. There's a right hand of the throne. Then there is throne itself. So when you see the book of Revelation chapter 22, verse 1, and he showed me a pure river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. So the throne, the Son has finished ministering in the right time because the enemies have been brought under his footstool. The reason why I say she said that is because till enemy be made under your footstool. You know, sit at my right hand till your enemies be made
your footstool. So after the enemy has been made footstool, what's the next thing? You come and sit properly. Sit now in the center of the throne. If Jesus Christ sit on that throne, nobody will receive ministry. Nobody will receive ministry. If he sit, come and collect the throne. No ministry again. So sin is still fighting you on earth. He has to take ministry up. Minister of the sanctuary. Minister of the true tabernacle. So sitting of Jesus is not just folding and crossing leg. No, sitting that minister to men. From this right hand, begin to minister to men. A Christian can be on earth and not receive ministry from Jesus Christ till he goes to heaven. Not many Christians know Jesus is still ministering. The last bit of Christian mind about ministry of Jesus Christ is that how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing them that are oppressed of the devil. For God, that's the last thing Christians know about ministry of Jesus. That was his earthly ministry. So the thing we are waiting for now that it's in heaven, it will come there and take us. Take us to heaven. Let me tell you, Jesus, say Jesus. It's not coming like that. It will come, but not like that for now. The real mandate of Jesus is that they must bring you to heaven to come and receive ministry. Not that you should die, that while you are still on earth, you can enter heaven and receive ministry. Jesus is not coming back to earth to come and minister to anybody. The next time he will come to earth is to give people their bodies. Next time you see Jesus Christ on earth is for resurrection of bodies. Do you believe it's in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Philippians chapter 3. Our citizenship is in heaven. Or conversation is in heaven. From whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change what? Our vile body. So when he says, sit at my right, I mean a time will come when he will eventually stand. And when you see him standing to come to earth, is for people to get their bodies. You can see the same thing in the book of Thessalonians chapter 5. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Before this one can happen, he will administer to many souls. No man know the time. What do you mean? You said, what time? Many people have seen rapture many times. When I got born again in 1992, that rapture thing was going to make me become more serious. Rapture 92. Not that I became born again. I became born again in 89. I feel with Holy Ghost 91. Then I jacked back to the world a bit on Holy Day. I became more serious 1992 again. What brought me to that 92 jackpot dying is because of rapture. One guy just told me, his sister, maybe my cousin, said that, have you heard? Somebody saw Jesus, I said, it's coming back. You know, that only seed in me just woke up. Are you sure? He said, yes, so this is just going to be coming back this year. Ew! My brother, I'm a jackpot fast. You know what? They didn't tell me where their church was. I'm not like, they didn't invite me to church. They didn't tell me where their church. I traced the church myself. I was just going. I was going till I said, this must be the church. I entered the church immediately. I surrendered. Kia. Because they gave us a date, October 29, 1992. Rapture 92. You know the thing, sir? Me too. After I dedicated myself, that was June. I even had the dream myself. I became rededicated in 1992. They had a dream around August. I saw in the sky, Rapture 92. 2 months to go. Rapture 92. So I'm convinced. I was convinced. October 28th, we were in our church in Ondo. Our church went for this revival program. October 28th, around 6:30, one terrible thunder. Bad. Everyone said, this is yellow card. This is yellow card of this thing. Pastor, you know some unbelievers know Bible. Some of you know, they say, Jesus said no man know the time. These people are saying it's not correct. Jesus said no man knows the time. You know, because they still enjoy sin. It's not that they know Bible, they just want to use that to prove that Jesus said nobody knows the time. This one is not correct. When that thunder happened, everybody enter church. Everybody enter church. You know, pastor can use that to preach. You know, God does not want us to perish. This thunder is a sign. Everybody came. Then the D-Day came. 4 p.m.
My cousin helped me to become rededicated again. My cousin, older than me by maybe 8 months.
I told myself, I said, there's one thing I shall know. This is my cousin, I will be around them. When that rapture will come, we'll go together. We'll go together. We are not, no, I'm not going to be far from him. So we went to our grandmother's farm. We're there. 3 o'clock. 3:30. I don't know how you feel. You know, your heartbeat will be pumping. Pee, poo, pee, poo. Poo, poo, pee, poo, poo. 4:45. It's like somebody will tell you, get ready for your flight. My brother. 4 o'clock. 4:05. Was so when it was 4:05, I look at my, I see there, okay, at least. At least. Is he there? 4:10, 4:30, 5, 6, 12 o'clock. Some unbeliever that have been, let's say, when it was around 12 o'clock, we told you. We told you. That no man know the time. Many people went back because of that experience. Many Christians just turned back. They so believed it. 2000, they said, just where we come. In fact, a church, they left everything and went to the mountain. Real life scenario. This is not movie. They left everything. They went to the mountain because the Bible says Jesus is going to land on Mount Holy. This way, they went there so that they can receive Jesus early. They stayed there, stay. See, they became hungry. And children are crying. Mom, be hungry. We're no food. They came back later, and many of them turned away from faith. Many things have happened about this rapture thing. So, like, Jesus does not want to come again. It's not that he doesn't want to come. He can't come. Because what ought to be done has not been done. There's not going to be rapture outside of saving of the soul. Yes, souls must be saved before rapture can occur. Jesus may not come back physically if we are not careful. Till 2100. This is 2020, 2026. He may not come till 2300, 2326. Why? Because the requirement of him coming. God says, sit down. Is that what God said? Just like I cannot disobey the Father. Sit until I make your enemy your footstool. So the condition for standing is that your enemy must be under your footstool. They must be. If they are not under your footstool, then nothing will happen. That's why you should be praying for bread. And who say there's nothing called salvation of the soul? Why? They are delaying Satan. They are delaying. They are delaying Jesus from coming. It's a delay tactic. Satan himself knows there's something called salvation. Satan knows there's salvation of the soul. Satan knows there's salvation of the soul. He himself knows. And he knows the only thing that can undo me is the message of salvation of the soul. So he'll be telling Christians, there's no, don't mind them. They are extremists. So if you are dealing with that thing, my brother, you are cooperating. No. Satan is buying time. He has been buying time since. Buying time since. Anytime a church progresses in the message of salvation and pull back, he buys more time. Me, I'm praying that this is our generation who will finish this course. Yeah. But if you're angry with me, why can you say that you are too audacious? How can you say you're not coming tomorrow? Okay, what is he coming to do tomorrow? No, it's just a simple question. To do what? He's coming to take us home. Where is the home? Sincerely, where is the home? I'm going to heaven to be with Jesus Christ. Thank God. He's in heaven. He won't want to leave heaven. Because let me tell you, heaven will be folded up. Heaven will be folded up. Heaven is not the promise. It will be folded up. Hebrews chapter 1 says it. It will be folded up and it shall be changed. But we thank God for new heavens and new earth in which dwelleth righteousness. Jesus' passion. I feel that burden when I stood up there. Jesus is burdened that the church is not picking the real thing. The church is not aware of the real thing. Pastor, Jesus wants to come. But is that his head back? Holy Lord, because people are not being saved. People are not being saved. People must be saved. So before you can change body, change soul. Before you can change bodies, change souls. Change souls. Don't change bodies without changing soul. Change the souls. Because the enmity is not only in the body, it's in the soul. How long does it take to change body, Pastor? In the twinkle of an eye. In the twinkle of an eye. Twinkle of an eye, like a speed. Body don't change. They don't change soul like that.
Spirit can change instantly. Yes, when you become born again, instantaneous. Pa, without you knowing, they change your spirit. Last trumpet, pa, they change your body. You see this so? To say so. Seven vials, seven seals, seven vials, seven thunders. To say so. Why not just one trumpet to say so? So, okay. Investment, one bear. Satan has investment there. Satan has foundation in so. Some people foundation is deeper. Can contain seven skyscraper building. Yeah. Satan foundation in some so can take 25 story building up in the soul. So it, to even remove foundation from you, to destroy, they need to dig down to remove foundation from your soul. They need to dig down and remove things. That's why the soul can't be saved one day. It's a lot of work. Soul can stress Jesus. There's a location of speed for every soul in this church. So if we can cooperate with Jesus, say what I say, everybody. Say if you can cooperate with Jesus, say not too long. Bodies will change. That's the last day we change, is the body. Even Paul, all of them, they are still in heaven without bodies. Paul is in heaven. John is in heaven. But they don't have their bodies there. Nobody has any body in heaven. Except Abinok and Elijah. Moses too. Three people that we know, biblical, that have bodies in heaven are the three people there. Nobody has bodies there. Their bodies are still on this earth. Bodies are still on this earth. Bodies are still on this earth. When people's body will be revived, when they will raise bodies, earth will never be the same again. Because your building, you don't know how many people are buried there before you build that building. It's not only cemetery that will shake. Buildings will shake. So even your compound, maybe about 200 years ago, 50 years ago, the body will come out. I'm not going to come out, your ceiling will not shake. Everything, there will be earthquake. Yeah, then you see bodies coming out. Resurrected bodies. That house can never be the same. That's the sign of the last time. After that resurrection, earth can never be the same. Because all these tall buildings, some of them will come down. Yes, so let's say there's a duplex somewhere and they have done their buried many years ago. When the body wants to come out, the thing will tear. People are not bringing bodies from heaven. They must collect their body here. The dead in Christ will rise forth. When they say rise forth, their bodies will be given life. See, let me tell you, even bone. Some people's body that have become is only bone. You know, bone is everlasting. I mean, our bones are everlasting, kind of. Joseph's bone, 430 years. Then they carried for another 50 years. Then they had to fight to conquer the land before they buried it. And the bone was still intact. God just needed bone. Even just one piece of bone of those bodies. Life will enter the bone. That was the prophetic parable of Ezekiel. Valley full of dry bones. And they're very dry. And he said, son of man, speak. And the bones came together. Flesh entered it. Then breath entered it. It's a parable for resurrection. So you see many buildings tearing apart. Do you know why? Because physical buildings must come down for spiritual building to rise. Man's body is his building. Man's body is his house. So they don't mind breaking down physical building for a man to get his own house. Earth will be devastated. That's why I don't invest so much on this earth. Use it too, but those know this is not the permanent thing. If souls are not saved, it will not be profitable for bodies to be raised. Jesus' core ministry is for the saving of the soul. Michael can raise body. Michael raised Moses' body. I mean, Moses died, God buried him. But Michael collected the body and he gave it life. And that's why even at the resurrection of the saint, Michael still has a role to play. Yes, at the voice of the archangel. Yes, so, but Michael can't save your soul. Yes, sir. The ministration of saving soul is in the hand of Jesus. Yes, say to save my soul. Yes, say, I need Jesus. Yes. So, needing Jesus is more than buying a car, building a house. You need Jesus to save the soul. Jesus has the power, technology of saving soul. People whose soul were not saved and they raised their body in the last day. They still went for healing. Revelation chapter 22. The leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Those nations already have resurrected body, but their soul needs to go through saving. So nobody can escape this salvation thing. The only way you escape is that you go to lake. That's the only way you can escape salvation of the soul. You go to lake. If you want to be in the new heaven, new earth, they still need to pass through to the same process. Leave of the trees. That's the pastor. It's for the healing of the nations. Healing is not body. They have resurrected body. This is new heaven, new earth. They have resurrected bodies. Nobody will be in the new heaven, new earth without resurrected body. But they will still be administering leave to them for the healing of their soul. So because they still have malice in their soul, bitterness in their soul, unbelief in their soul, offense in their soul, but they have resurrected body. So heaven doesn't count you successful. If your body is well and your soul is still sick. So that is the reason, you know what I've been saying? To let you know, you need the ministry now. Pastor, how they rape people in the heavenly places is how much of your soul that has been saved. It's not how many souls you have won. It's not how many ministries you want. No, that's not it. Thank God for that. It's good. But what is the status of your soul? That's how they measure souls. If you want to be anything in the heavens and the world to come, make sure just God has a touch in your soul. To the degree your soul is saved, it's to the degree you are something. To the degree your soul is saved, it's to the degree you are something, some will be nothing in the world to come. Some will not even enter the kingdom in the world to come. The city is the kingdom. And you see, have nations outside. That means they have not entered the kingdom yet. Talking of being the least in the kingdom. It's not that you are born again, you are least in the kingdom. Born again has not entered kingdom. That I am born again does not mean I have entered the kingdom. You can be quoting new creation. I'm sitting with Christ. Your soul has not entered kingdom. Unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. They didn't say he cannot enter. To see first is the issue. And a man may not see kingdom till he dies. You can be born again and not see kingdom because they need to preach the kingdom to you. Because you can see, they need to preach it to you. They need to understand it. Understanding is seeing kingdom. I can make heaven my goal and not see kingdom. So understanding, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The eyes of your understanding, being enlightened. That's when you are seeing kingdom. So to see is one, to enter is another. So listen to me. If you enter kingdom, they don't say you are the least in the kingdom. That you enter kingdom does not mean you are the least. It's not what has entered that they count as least. Because if it's entering, then all of us have entered. How do you measure least from the greatest? It's not the person that entered for that is the greatest. To be least in the kingdom, you must have inherited the kingdom. You must have inherited kingdom. So there's kingdom of Christ. The least is he that has inherited Christ. Because the kingdom of God and of Christ. For this you know, there are no warmonger, no unclean person, no covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. So the least in the kingdom, pastor, they didn't say, who will not enter? They say inheritance. You can see there, hath any inheritance. That, you must inherit the kingdom of Christ. That's the least in the kingdom. Yes, sir. The least is he that has inherited the kingdom of Christ. Who is the least? Charity. Yes. You are a charity being. That's the least in the kingdom. Charity being is the least in the kingdom. So that you see kingdom, enter kingdom, doesn't mean you are anything because you can still leave the kingdom. A man can enter and they still throw him out. Matthew chapter 13. He shall weed out of his kingdom. One should be praying for that. Jesus Christ, maybe I have another 40 years to live. Esteem this thing for me. That within the 40, let me finish my course. It's a good prayer we should be praying. Paul prayed that prayer. That I may finish my course with joy. It's not just ministry. I want to attain the life. All I'm saying is, maybe he finished it. Paul finished it, but he dropped the body. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom. I mean, you have entered. They can't gather out of his kingdom if you have not entered. They have entered. That's why they say they can gather out. Out of the kingdom, all things that offend, and they which do, you can see the iniquity when you have entered the kingdom. You can see offend when you have entered the kingdom. May your soul not be gathered out. I say may your soul not be gathered out. So we should not follow this false sense of security. Once save, always save. I'm ready. I'm sitting on the throne. No, my brother, you never sit on the throne. It's positional thing. They need to work on you. If you are sitting on the throne, why come? You cannot pray that politicians should die. All the prayer you pray, they have not been answered. You don't need to pray. If you are sitting on the throne, you don't pray. You do. You command. You decree. If you are sitting on the throne, where the word of the king, there is power. Hey, you can't be saying, Father, we are praying. Oh God, change Lagos. No, that you are not sitting. It is sure that you are not sitting on the throne. If you are on the throne, you don't pray that. You say, I decree, I declare, let there be change in Lagos. From the east, you know, you decree, and tomorrow we see starting the change. You can make decree and this is not happen. It's so sure you are not on the throne. When Jesus Christ came back to his disciple, he was already on the throne. It doesn't mean that he has to see physically, he was already on the throne. And he just said, by the way, if I will, that I should remain till I come. What is that to you? He didn't say he will remain. If I will. Concerning John. You know, Peter was asking concerning John. Lord, what about it? He said, if I will, that I should remain till I come back. What is that to you? You follow me. That if I will became like that. John remained till he came back. Revelation chapter 1. That's when he came back. You know, they threw John inside hot oil. It's not John's faith that kept him. It's the word. Because if I will, it's just that word. Powerful word. I mean, it's just like I tell you, I want you to see something for me the next 120 years. Don't say the Lord. Lord, how? 120 years to my head, now I'll be 150. Shema. Jesus, who is on the throne? If he tell you something, it will be like that. That's how you know you are not yet on the throne. You still lie. Under prayer, you still lie. When prayer comes, you still lie sometimes. When you receive the cash, you oh God, you know, I was just. So the least in the kingdom, is it that has inherited the kingdom of Christ? The greatest, is it that has inherited the kingdom of God? That's the least to the greatest. In between is the kingdom of the Father. So that's how they measured you. And I'm saying to you, you should not be least, because those people that are saying least in the kingdom are those who have inherited Christ. If you inherit Christ, you don't inherit God. In the world to come, you'll be ashamed of yourself because you have the opportunity. Like three friends in the same street. And three of them went to school. They had opportunity, but one had OND. One had HND. One had BSc first class. Three of them on the same street. They did not find themselves in Lagos. Apply for job. They won't give them the same job. That OND can be a messenger. They won't get the same level of work. OND can be a messenger or office assistant. HND can be something more. Then BSc can be something more. But they are the same people. They came from the same place. You can't tell me that when that person becomes office office assistant, he will be happy. He may be happy if he does not know the people there. But he will be more sad if he knows the people there. If he has to report to the manager who is BSc and they know they have the same opportunity. So think about you serving your brothers. Least, you can't display some level of glory. And you are receiving the same message. It will pay you more. But the one that has been Muslim all his life, that they just say, okay, enter the kingdom, he'll be happy. Thank God, though, I find mercy. But you won't thank God like that. Because you know, I have more potential. What made this person sit on the throne? Higher glory is the same thing that I had. I didn't just do it, use it. I didn't follow it. May you not be ashamed. Amen. Brother, there's shame in the world to come. Oh. There's shame there. And you know what? It won't show down because all of us are wearing suit, wearing tie, wearing something. You know the way we are dressing? But you see, that time when they expose everybody's suit. Your suit will be your attainment. Your suit will be your attainment. How much of work has been wrought? So you will take it serious. I said you will take it serious. You will take it more serious. So minister of the sanctuary, Hebrews 8:1, is a minister in the heavenly places. So you can't receive ministry from Jesus if you don't climb up to heaven. No soul will receive ministry from Jesus if it's not built up to heaven. What I mean by climbing is that you are built up to heaven. Not changing, not that you drop your body. You don't need to drop your body before you enter heaven or attain heaven. You must attain heaven while you are in your body. Attaining heaven is not relocation to heaven. There's relocation. When somebody drops his body, he's relocating. But this one is that while you are in your flesh, you are in your body, you attain heaven. Hebrews chapter 3, let's see verse 1. Hebrews 3:1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling,
consider the apostle an high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. You see the word? Partakers of the heavenly calling. There's something called heavenly calling. Heavenly calling is your building up to heaven. They can build you from earth to heaven. We must be built from earth to heaven. Jesus Christ said, no man has ascended up to heaven but the Son of Man. John chapter 3. No man has ascended up to heaven but the Son of Man, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he was in heaven. Not vision. This is not prophetic vision of being in heaven or translocation to heaven. He was saying that my soul is heavenly. Even though Nicodemus, you are seeing me, you are seeing my body here, but my soul is in heaven. My soul has been built up to heaven. They need to build up your soul to heaven before you can receive ministry from Jesus. So you see, this is where I became afraid that I can be hearing this message and not receive the ministry. Because you must be built up to heaven. Sit at my right hand in the heavenly places. He sat on the right hand of the majesty in the heavens. So the where just my minister, the expanse of his ministry is in the heavens. So if you are not in the heavens, you can't receive ministry from him. The job of the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Ghost wants to raise you up to heaven. Yes. That's the work of the Holy Ghost in you. Holy Ghost can't save your soul. Yes. He's not ordained to save the soul.
Yes, sir.
Everybody has their job.
Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost ordination that he should raise you up to heaven.
Yes,
First Peter chapter 1 verse 11. Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Why was he sent down from heaven? Not to just lead you to who you marry. That's not all about Holy Ghost. So that I can know where I will marry, know where I will situate, know I will locate, where I will now go out of the country. So that I can know whether it's Japan or Germany or Jinjensin. You know, that's not the original mission of the Holy Ghost. He can do that to you. But what is sent to the Holy Ghost must build you up to heaven. Because he sent down from heaven to build you up to heaven. He is the building up of a man to heaven. Some people are in this present heaven, no, they are better than it. Some souls are in this heaven. They have dropped their body, but they are better than the heaven. Oh, is Jesus not better than this heaven?
Yes,
is it in the Bible like that?
Yes,
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26. Is there? For such an high priest who is only harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. What again? Made higher. He didn't go higher, made. The maker made higher than the heavens. So, even though Jesus is in this present heaven now, heaven will know this man is better than me. This man is better than me. And Jesus has made many other men that are in heaven now better than this present heaven. You can't tell me John is not better than the present heaven. John saw the new heaven and the new earth. To build it up to heaven. Yes. That Holy Ghost mandate. To reason. Why? If he doesn't build you up to heaven, you can't receive ministry from Jesus. If Holy Ghost does not build you up to heaven, you can't receive ministry from Jesus. And the ministry of Jesus is for the saving of the soul. So your soul can be sanctified, but it's not saved. There is sanctified soul. It's not the same thing as saved soul. Holy Ghost sanctify you. Jesus saves you. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend it to God and to the word of his grace, which was able to build you up. So something can build you up. So when I say build you up, it's not that just build up for nothing. You must be built up to heaven from the earth. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up to heaven. So, building up, going to heaven is not that by vision. You can sleep and see yourself in heaven. See how heaven looks. Let me tell you something. The Lord told me this, and I see it's like that. Because the Lord does not lie. If you enter heaven with earthly mind, you'll be seeing heaven as earthly place. That's how you see house in heaven. There's no house in heaven. House is built for bodies. Soul does not need a house. How many of you understand? Your soul does not need a house. But you see, when you say, I see houses in heaven, you are using your earthly mind
to interpret heaven. Somebody say it's all limousine heaven. It's all golden limo. It's all golden limousine in heaven. So it means if you sow your BMW on earth, you'll be able to reap golden limousine in heaven. My brother, there's nothing called golden limousine in heaven. In no day. Why? Soul does not need car to travel. There's no limousine in heaven. Because later you may soon believe this thing and start sowing your car. Sow the car, get limo on it. Eh? Any car you don't ride on it, you won't ride forever. Forever and ever. What you learn here, I guess. Even if you can't buy limo, rent one. At least let it be because you enter limo when you are on earth. You will never enter limo in anywhere again. What to call, there's no even car. Earth, heaven, there's no car. All the trucks, Dangote truck, all of them, when they fold this earth, they will fold all of them. That's why rich men don't like to hear this message. You know, they have put a lot. Oh, 1,000 trucks. Oh, yes, sir. Sorry. Use it now because they will burn them up. Ah! Do you know how many years I used to build this thing? Pastor, bring calculator. Pastor, you are not good. 2 trillion bonds. Pastor, you are not good. This message is not meant for me. Yes, not meant. Later, you come back. If you find me, you come back, then you start learning. There's no car. There's nothing in the world to come. Nothing you can see here. It's building of souls. City of glory. But the present heaven, there's no car there. There's no house there. They don't need it. You know what, brother? That if you dream that you see heaven, you will use your earthly mind to interpret it. So if dreaming to see heaven does not mean you have ascended. I've never seen anybody say he saw heaven, he saw menorah there. That when I entered heaven, I saw menorah. I saw 12 bread. How come the thing you are seeing is car, house? Because that's the condition of your soul. So what we build you up to heaven is what? Is the word of his grace. Who is able to build you up. You see, there are two things there. Build you up, comma, and give you an inheritance. So there are two different things. You must be built up first before you can get inheritance. What is inheritance? It's salvation. Who is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanct. You know, Holy Ghost will sanctify the soul. That you are sanctified does not mean you have the inheritance. So sanctification will qualify for the inheritance. Let's see the inheritance. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Build you up and give you an inheritance. You remember that one?
Yes, sir.
You can see it. To what? An inheritance. That means that the inheritance is not yet given. There must be to. You have to come to the inheritance. So to come to the inheritance, they must build you up for the inheritance. To the inheritance. Incorruptible. Undefined. That what? That faded not away. What happened to it?
Reserved.
Yay! So even if it will not leave heaven, it's reserved there. You must come there to come and take it. You have to come there. So the inheritance will not come down. Oh Lord, come down. This one, it will come down, manifest power, but the power will take you up. It will tell you, oh son, come up. When I say, oh Lord, come down, oh son, come up. Oh Lord, come down, oh Lord, so son, come up. That's how you'll be exchanging stuff for a wife. Oh son, come up and take your inheritance. Oh son, come up and take your inheritance. So to come up, to go up, they will build you. What of his grace? So Holy Ghost work. This is Holy Ghost is not happy that people are not growing up. If every prayer you are praying, lead me to who tomorrow, lead me to Jack, but everything like that is the earthly cause. Can you tell Holy Ghost, lead me, build me up. Lead me up. Lead me up, Holy Ghost. Let me bring another line. If Holy Ghost lead you to a sister, there's a secret behind it. It's so that you can go up. Every leading is to take you up. That's what I say. I know it's the Lord leading, but I don't feel connected to that sister. You don't need to be connected. With time, you will connect. Why? Because they know that in changing you, you will connect. Yes, no? Don't tell me you won't connect later. Go and ask people that are married. They say, first time, I did nothing connect between us. I know it's a Lord leading me, but there's no connection. If I feel dry, I even pray, Lord, please take this cup away. Holy Ghost know that this cup will take you up. That's why you see Holy Ghost does only two compatible people. They won't go up. They will never go up. Two compatible will never go up. Because that's your spouse must pray on you. Must pray on your soul to go up. No, listen to me. Women are not wicked. It's a desire. I don't expect to marry women and say, go sit down. Okay, sir. Stand up. Okay, sir. Climb up. Okay, sir. Eat. Okay, sir. Sleep. Okay. You will never go up. Never in your life you won't go up. You won't go up like that. So you have to marry someone that tell you, why is it, you sit down? Why am I using one leg to walk? I'm not saying I'm not going to obey, but I just need to understand. So you have to explain why she must use, and then we tell you, but sister, you are not just one leg to walk. Because I'm supposed to follow you. Hey, you are my head. Use one leg to walk today, means I will follow you. So you two now practice to use one leg. You can't tell your wife to do something you have not been doing. So if I'm saying, Lord, I don't know why you brought this one to my life, it's because you are not growing up. Yeah. Tell you that word. Why, Lord God, why did you bring this? This one is like a distraction. You are not growing up. Yeah. When you grow up, you see, you will have art for your woman. Yeah. You not only go, you carry your woman up too. Yeah. We are just looking at what we build you up. Every leading of the Holy Ghost is for you to change state. Yeah. And go. That's why leading is not easy. Yeah. Leading is not comfortable. Yeah. Leading has pain. Leading has inconveniences. What is it that if you can go through the leading that is inconvenient, you're actually going up. Oh. It's the way up. To go up, they will lead you in prayer. That's how you go up, my brother. Faith of charity. Those are ladder up. And it's not just you say with mouth, they will teach you way of faith against your sense. So if they say, be in a household, Holy Ghost wants to just bring application. He knows what he's doing. Be in household. Household! That is the way up, my brother. There is no way up that is comfortable. As long as you stay in your comfortable zone, you won't go up. Okay, how did Jacob go up? He left his father's house. He went to Laban's house. On the way, he saw a ladder up. He said, let you know, this is how you go up. How many of us are going through some prayers of life? I mean, leading brought prayer. Also brought prayer. It's not only people saying household. Even the householders, they say they are prayer. Brethren are with you. They are not here again. Some don't even give any money. And they eat more than you. Some brethren are just moyo in the house. So you see, when you put it, when you put the food there, before you know it, middle of the month, everything don't, they don't fly. So it's not you being household that is also inconvenient. The household that is not comfortable. All of us are under prayer. Prayer is to go up. The essence of the prayer is to go up. It's to press you up. Not press you down. Press up. It's to press you up. It's to press you up. Why must I go up? You are too heavy. You must be light. So when the Bible says, as the wind bloweth, you know, just I was talking this thing to Nicodemus about going up. Yes, sir. That's why I said, no man has ascended up to heaven. It's like pathway to heaven is through the wind. The wind bloweth where listed, and that heareth the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So, Spirit, that you are a wind person. I'm not saying that you are not again, you are not organized again. Say, I'm a wind. I bath when I want to bath. No, I need to pull that balance. I know what I'm doing. Wind is that demons can't predict you. Evil spirit cannot predict you. When they set snare for you, you escape. The snare is broken. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare. So they can't predict you because Holy Ghost will lead you against snare. So at the end of the day, you become a spirit. Spirit is somebody that can go up. Spirit is light. Now hear me. Jesus cannot lead flesh. He can only lead spirit. Jesus cannot lead flesh. He can only lead spirit. So the he that lead their flesh is the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost lead flesh to become spirit. Holy Ghost lead flesh to become spirit is in Bible. When I say the Bible is there, I won't say by the mercy of God. I won't say that's not in Bible. He said, in the latter time, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Huh? All flesh means that it doesn't mean all flesh. No, you are a flesh. But when the spirit comes, it will change you. Change you from flesh to spirit. So spirit is charity. You see that man that is suffering long, patient, what again? Founded not itself. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. The soul is a spirit. This year will not pass without you becoming spirit. This amen. No, I say change it and become spirit. Who is Jesus? Father or spirit? Hebrews chapter 12 says, furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh. So, Jesus is not father of our flesh. Well, it's not just your body only. Father of your flesh, your soul and your body. He corrected us and we gave them reference. Shall we not much more rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirit and live? So when you enter heaven, when you are built up to heaven, you become spirit. You become spirit. Because everything the high priest will be saying is in the spirit. That's why if we do this spiritual survey, if we ask people, do you hear Jesus? It's a question I was asked one day. What did he tell you last? Yes. But the Bible said, today if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. What did you hear last? What did he tell you? Where? How? That's $1 billion question. What did he tell you? Yeah, the Bible says today, yes, it means it must be a daily thing. Yes. You must be hearing Jesus every day. But when they say today, they are talking to that are already in heaven. You can't be in heaven and not hear Jesus. Is the minister there? Is the minister there? He ministered through sayings. So what did you hear last? What did he tell you? What are you working on? What is the instruction Jesus gave you that you are using now? If you can't tell, that means that you are not yet where you should be. You should be hearing his voice. And it's not good enough. I know Jesus speaks through the ministers. Every minister who is preaching everlasting gospel is talking from Jesus. But there's also a place where Jesus talks to you. If I sometimes when the minister says, you know, Jesus is just talking. Because you have heard his voice. Yeah. Telling you. You know his voice. The other time when minister are ministering, I will just, this is Jesus talking. I see just right from their voice. Because you have heard his voice. My sheep hear my voice. It's not new bat. It's not new bat. Before you can hear, you must have heard the voice of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost train your soul to hear Jesus. Holy Ghost train your soul to hear Jesus. He said, the voice of strangers, they will not fall. Abby, the Holy Ghost must have trained your soul in hearing that when Jesus is talking, you know, this is the Lord. When strangers talk, you know, this is the stranger. That's why I'm praying once again from my. I said this year, all of us become spirits. I know there are many spirits here. There are many spirits here. This is a spirit church. But I'm praying, you know, you are teaching on harvest. One harvest now we need is how men can become spirits. One major harvest of every New Testament church is to make men become spirit. That's the harvest. That's where everyone can hear the Lord. Don't forget, he said, nobody will teach another know the Lord. Hebrews chapter 8, no man will teach another know the Lord. It doesn't mean there won't be teaching. But everybody will have a personal hearing of the Lord. But you still be teaching. You must be taught. I mean, it's not in the Bible. Eh? They shall not teach every man his neighbor. every man his brother, saying, know the law. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. You can see everybody must have that knowing of the Lord. Even though his teaching is being taught, but there's a personal knowing. Because out of this, we give you commandment. When they are teaching, that's, you know, that's me telling you. So, in fact, sometimes if you are acquainted with the voice of Jesus, when something is coming as an instruction, it's a confirmation of what you have had. You can't be hearing Jesus and be doing some things. That's how we know them that are hearing Jesus. You can't hear Jesus and do some things. Believe me honestly, you won't be able to sleep. It's like you will die. If you hear Jesus going to tell you something, you do otherwise. It's like you will die. It's like you don't know whether you will die now. So when you hear John say that, he that hateth his brother has no eternal life in him. You know what he's saying? This one does not know the Lord yet. You know, he said, he that committeth does not know the Lord. 1 John 3:4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. So you see, you enter a place where you know. Listen to me. There are some people doing this one has not had the Lord. You can't just carry your bag and say, oh, Jackma, you have not had the Lord. This is not about pastor is controlling you. Pastor help you to connect with the voice of the Lord. You can't carry your bag and say, I'm traveling now to do my master. Did the Lord say so? When you hear the Lord, it's not everything you do. Hearing the Lord is death. It's death to this world. In hearing the Lord, you don't plan your life. You can have opportunity to travel out. The Lord will say, I don't want you to go. There's nothing you will do. If you hear the Lord say that, you take the step. Oh yeah, try the Lord. Come and try the Lord. It's baby that do things that the Lord say, oh my day. Baby, you can jack back. The Lord, I will find you there. Don't worry. Go, we will meet there. When the Lord tells us, I will meet you there. Oh my day. He that has a walk with the Lord, who is hearing the Lord, say, I don't want you to go. You carry your bag, you go. And go. You yourself, your spirit, you only will be telling you inside. Only Ghost will be telling you, come. The Lord says, you not go. I'm telling you, Holy Ghost follow up with the word of Jesus in your soul. Holy Ghost will admonish you because their voice are not the same. Holy Ghost's voice is not the same as the voice of Jesus. Holy Ghost speaks sanctification. Jesus speaks salvation. Holy Ghost will remind you of what he has told you. Hebrews 3:7-8. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you hear his voice, Holy Ghost did not say, today if you hear my voice. Holy Ghost said, if you hear his voice. He's talking about the voice of the Son of God. Hear his voice. Don't harden your heart, oh. So there's, Jesus can rebuke you for something. You are, oh, Lord, this is true. Holy Ghost come to you, oh. So in hearing the Son of God, there are some borders you must not cross. I talk about two levels of sin. There's spiritual sin. There's everlasting sin. Amen. Amen. You sin spiritually when you disobey the Holy Ghost. That's a spiritual sin. Disobeying Holy Ghost is spiritual sin. Disobeying Son of God is everlasting sin. If you disobey Holy Ghost, there is still a lot of some measure. When you enter court of the Son and he begins to talk to you, you must not be exercised in disobedience. It can lead to death. It can lead to everlasting death. Believe me honestly. Is that not what they are telling the church? Today, if you hear his voice, adding. You mean that? Holy Ghost is warning them. Adding not your heart to. Now you see the same place, the same chapter down the line. Make sure, look at everybody. Make sure there's nobody with you out of unbelief. Take it, brethren. Do you know you are going on with new heavens? This heaven you are carrying, you will obey Jesus Christ faster. I just asked him, I said, no, they will hear me faster. I said, you hear the song faster, then you obey it faster. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying with me. I say, you will hear the Son of God. That's my prayer this morning. I say, every heart that is broke, let your ears be open. Amen. I say, this season your ears will be open. Amen. He said, my ears are still open. And I'm not rebellious. Isaiah chapter 50. When you hear the Son of God, you will not be rebellious.
Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season, though he that is weary. He wakened me morning by morning. He wakened my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord hath opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away. That's a man that is hearing the Lord. Rebellious. I say, we will not be rebellious. Do you know why people can run away from hearing the Lord? He's coming to confront your nature. Holy Ghost manages your nature. Jesus Christ changes it. That's what they call spirit control temperament. There's nothing called Jesus Christ control temperament. He's a changer of temperament. He's a killer of temperament. That temperament is his enemy. Yeah. I say, since I met you, enemies you are mates to. Enemy mates to. Your temperament are enemy. He's not nice on temperament. Don't say, this is me. I get angry. That's what you want to confront. He's a specialist in confrontation. Oh. If I'm telling you sweet thing, will you add in your heart? Yes, you are just a blessed man. You are a millionaire to be. You are a chronic guy. Will you add in your heart? Yes, there's something that will make you to add in your heart. Yes. I'm telling you things you don't like. Yes, it's confrontation. Yes, sir. That's why you add in your heart. Holy Ghost, Emma Ben, Mr. Roger. Oh, good morning, Holy Spirit. There's good morning, Jesus, too. Mm. Good morning, just guys. Not nice. It's not nice, my brother. Because I know somebody did work in you. I know where he's taking you to. So Jesus is like a father. Holy Ghost is like a mother. You know, mother and father. Mother pampers, nurture, rebuke you, and use and you know, I'm out for what to bomb my way. I'm supposed to say father. That's mother. Father is not like that. Father warned the churches in Ephesus. If you don't repair, I will remove your lampstand. That's the father. If you don't repair, you're going to tell you don't, I will remove your lampstand. We know how to do your heart. With all the work I've done. You even said that I'm not weary. That I'm patient. And you're saying you remove your lampstand. Are you not just at all? So when you come to Holy Ghost, I don't need Jesus. Holy Ghost, you are enough for Holy Spirit, you are enough. Holy Ghost, I'm not enough. You need to hear the song. You hear the song. You know I'm not saying heresy. Yes, he came to lead you to the song. Holy Ghost is our mother. Just our father. It is the son the father lover is corrected. Bible says that. He chastised every son he receives. Hey, so Holy Ghost is what admonishing. My son, don't forget the admonition. He said, is the son the father love? It's Holy Ghost that's admonishing you. He called you my son. You know there's a way your father beat you, your mommy go to meet you, that your daddy loves you. Daddy doesn't love me. Daddy doesn't love me. Daddy doesn't love me. I'm not even sure I'm his son. The way he said your daddy loves you, but it's for love's sake. He loves you. He just wants to be something good in life. Ah, mommy, daddy does not love me. Daddy hates me a lot. He doesn't hate you. Later, someone that daddy dealt with like that. Maybe after 10 years, you'll come. Ah, daddy, thank you for those difficult times. Thank you for dealing with me. It has happened to anybody before. Even my son did that. My son did. Thank you for all those dealings. Thank you so much. I'm better. When you are virtually sinless and deathless, Bible says he did this for our profit. And we become partakers of his holiness. When you have holiness like Jesus, you will thank him. That you say, I thank you for scolding me. I thank you for beating me. But that time when the Bible says no chastening at the present time, it's joyful. It's not joyful. This is your lifetime. You will hear the Son of God. Yeah. But I say this life, you will hear the Son of God. Yeah. They said we should take heed lest there be among you anyone with evil heart of unbelief. In departing. So when I say sin of, a man can depart. You can't depart from Jesus and go back to the Holy Ghost. No. You don't depart from Jesus and go back to the Holy Ghost. If a soul depart from Jesus, it's going to perdition. We are not of them that draw back unto perdition. They didn't tell any church this thing. They told Hebrew church because they have entered the corridor of the soul. So if you draw back from here, you can't save yourself. You can't go back the way you came. Don't say, I will enter after come by myself. You don't know the way Holy Ghost led you there. So if you turn back, it's to perdition. I say, you will not enter perdition. It may look tough. Endure it. When somebody ministers under Holy Ghost, he ministers some things. When he ministers under, he ministers in a way. There's a manner and character of that ministry. Don't see pastor as hard, as tough. There's something dealing with your soul. There's something dealing with your soul. I'm telling you, there's a fatherhood part of a local church.
Yes, sir.
There's a motherhood part. When the church enter high priest court, high priest court is discipline. High standard. So if your pastor comes to believe, well, he becomes, pastor has changed this day. He's not even tolerant. He's tolerant, but he's dealing with a hell nature in you. Hell nature. Everybody has hell nature. I say this is you will not cooperate with hell. Ah, the word say pray against offense. Father, I rebuke the spirit of offense. Whose heart is connected with what I'm saying today? I've not taught this thing about work on the sanctuary, work on the tabernacle. It will take time, but I want you to prepare your heart for the ministry of the Son. Listen to me. If your soul does not receive that ministry, you can't be saved.
Yes, sir.
So it's better you dive into it. You have to be Son of God, I want to hear you talk to me. My brother, whatever I'm telling you, put them down. Be doing them. Don't be here right alone and not the tour of the world. Be doing those things. Exercise of saying, doing. If you don't do, you'll be offended later. As long as I pray, I say, the spirit of offense will leave this house.
Amen.
When I said I'm not saying that there's offense, anywhere the Son is preaching, offense always stay there.
Yes, sir.
I am praying your soul will not host offense.
Amen.
Come on, lift up your hand. I'm praying for you. I say you will not host offense.
Yes.
I pray against offense. I pray against unbelief. I say they will not stay in your atmosphere. Every soul in love seed, this year you will hear the Son of God.
Amen.
I am blessed. I say you will hear the Son of God.
Amen.
Father, I pray. That's the prayer I pray this morning. You put it in my hand. Pray. Let ears be open.
Amen.
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 How do you know? Say, some have not even had the Holy Ghost. I say I'm praying for those who have not had the Holy Ghost. I say in the name of Jesus. Be open to hear the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Everyone accustomed to disobedience, accustomed to rebellion. Today, mercy. Mercy fetch you back. Mercy heal your soul. Mercy redeem your feet. Mercy. In the name of Jesus. Bible says wrath of God is coming upon the children of disobedience. I am praying there shall be no child of disobedience in this assembly. You will obey Jesus.
Amen.
You will obey the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You will obey the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You will be obeying the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Receive power to obey.
Amen.
Breath is coming to me. Receive power to obey.
Amen.
Receive grace to obey the Son of God. Holy Hear me. Some, not everybody, few persons have lost their assistance in the spirit by disobedience. Few persons have lost their disease in the spirit, but I'm praying let there be restoration of seasons.
Yeah.
That season you lost, receive it back.
Yeah.
Receive it back.
Yeah.
Receive it back.
Yeah.
Receive it back.
Yeah.
The season of the Holy Ghost you lost, leading you lost, it's like you are starting leading yourself. I say receive back that season.
Yeah.
Only mega mercy.
Mercy.
Recovery of times. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that has entered the court of the Son but draw back, mercy find you back again.
Amen.
I say from today begin to move forward.
Amen.
From today move up.
Amen.
Receive ascension.
Amen.
Power of 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 ascension to your soul.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is attacking men the last days to make them stay earthbound, I say I'm praying for you that it will not hold you down. Receive your freedom.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. How many of you are making commitment to obedience? How many of us are making, you know, just when I obeyed, though it was a son, he learned obedience by the thing which he suffered. He was suffering but obeying. I am praying, even when you are suffering, you will still obey the Lord. Every soul that has been ashamed of Christ, ashamed of his way, ashamed of his dealing, today receive new level of grace.
Yeah.
Next time I'm coming to Love Sea, I will have seen you up. In the name of Jesus, we receive harvest of many people up. In Love Sea, many people up. We receive harvest of many people up. Many people up. Many people up. Many people up. Bible says, we appear the second time, not for sin, but for salvation. I am praying to them that are looking for him. I pray, I say, he will find you.
Amen.
God said to Abraham, where are you? I say, you, he will not say that. I say, he will find you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is anybody having any weakness that is like a challenge? I've tried everything. I've fasted. I've prayed. Maybe addiction. Maybe something. I say, right now, receive your freedom.
Amen.
If you know the amount of power that is in this place. I say, receive your freedom.
Amen.
From any level of addiction.
Amen.
Receive your freedom.
Amen.
There's someone there who has weakness of unforgiveness. It's not easy to forgive. So that I can stay for days. You want to let go, but it's not going. Right now, receive that deliverance.
Amen.
Under this advice, I say, receive that deliverance.
Amen.
From today, mark it, you have grace to forgive.
Amen.
Grace to let go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father. We give you all the praise. Can you thank you? Just lift up your hand and thank him for all the blessings he has brought today. Come on, do well, do well, do well, do well, do well. Do it well, do it well, do it well. Do it well, please, do it well.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeem Senior Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostuchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.